This is KUT. Texas has been criticized lately for how much the state spends on public health. That field includes things like vaccination programs, programs aimed at reducing obesity, tobacco use, and diseases like asthma, HIV, and diabetes. Public health also includes tracking and containing disease outbreaks. This last part is getting more attention since Texas had the first Ebola case in the U.S. KUT's Veronica Zaragovia takes a closer look at what Texas is doing and what more can be done.
These days, we're measuring how well a local entity is spending on infectious disease by what we can see. You know, the goggles, the brightly colored gloves and suits, and the puffy shoe covers healthcare workers wear while treating Ebola patients. But maybe the best way to measure public health spending is what you don't see.
Public health is one of the areas where, when we do our job, no one knows it's working.
Dr. Phil Huang is the medical director for Austin Travis County Health and Human Services Department. After all, unless your local disease detective wears a trench coat and fedora, you don't know he or she is investigating something like a foodborne outbreak.
You know, you look at the growth in the number of restaurants in our community and the number of food trailers and things like that. Or, the population shifts and more people coming into our community and you have more STDs and other infectious diseases.
So in Austin, the more people move here, the challenges aren't limited to housing and traffic. Austin Travis County has 5 epidemiologists.
Epidemiologists have a great skill set and they tend to have higher salaries.
That's Catherine Troisi, an infectious disease expert and professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health.
And many health departments simply can't afford to hire an epidemiologist.
If you look at per capita spending of state dollars, Texas is 33rd at $19.31 per capita.
That's Richard Hamburg. He's with the Trust for America's Health, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that focuses on disease prevention. Texas spends less than the national average on public health. State spending on public health has actually gone down since the 2010-2011 fiscal year. Catherine Troisi from the UT School of Public Health says Texas could be doing even more to improve its public health capabilities.
Expand Medicaid.
That's an option under the Affordable Care Act.
If more people had insurance, then money would not be taken from public health funding sources for routine matters.
Those recommendations are the kinds of things discussed by a state committee formed in 2011. Stephen Williams chairs this committee. He also directs the Houston Health and Human Services Department.
I'm not a proponent of just throwing money at an issue. I think that it needs to be a thoughtful and logical process.
He says Texas needs to spend on dealing with housing, for instance, like when someone needs to be isolated. And he needs more epidemiologists, those disease detectives.
The same concepts and skills used against tuberculosis, HIV, hepatitis, syphilis, measles, pertussis, and many common diseases are the same that are needed to respond to exotic diseases like Ebola.
But whatever lawmakers decide to do, he urges lawmakers to think carefully before they act.
There needs to be some science that determines whether or not that's the appropriate thing to do. It can't be reactionary like some of the things that we see going on around Ebola.
Governor Perry's Task Force on Infectious Disease will issue its first report with recommendations following the Ebola outbreak in Dallas on December 1st. That may give us a better idea of what the next legislature will be looking at when it comes to spending on public health in the future. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.